Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College of Pro Players Platform Show. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate stopping by the C2P as we bring you that next draft class, the 2016 draft class, that is, quickly approaching April 28th. We'll be there in weeks. But with that said, one of the young men making his way towards that next level is the Florida International running back, Anthon Samuel. He also played at Bowling Green but made the transfer to FIU, and he's remained productive at Bowling Green. He remained productive at FIU. I think if you put him anywhere, that production would remain. But with that said, Anthon, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your time as a college guy has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Yeah, it's crazy, and I thank you for having me. It's crazy how quickly time flies. When seniors come in, they always say it's going to go by quick.
Anthon, can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing?
We might have... All right, cool. I thought I lost you for a second. Cool. Go ahead. You're good.
No, I'm here. I thank you for having me. I heard your question. You know, it's crazy how time flies. When you first come in as a freshman, seniors always tell you this time is going to go by quick, and then you never really believe them until you're into their shoes.
And then you are in their shoes now. And you know, I mean, you know, those seniors that spoke to you, not many seniors or even juniors, I mean, not a lot of guys get to be where you're at with the NFL on horizon. I mean, for you, when does that kind of sink in that you know there's a possibility at the end of your college journey that you can earn a living playing in the National Football League?
I mean, it's a blessing. I don't take it for granted. It's humbling. I'm excited, but I'm just keeping myself calm until I actually get there and get on the field. And I think once I finally get there, all my energy I've been saving back is just going to let go. So I'm just taking it in. It's a humbling process, and if I get that chance, God's willing, I'm going to let all that energy out wherever workout I go to.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, playing that running back position, I mean, were you the running back in Pop Warner and Pee Wee days?
Actually, I wasn't. It's crazy, but I was on the other side of the ball delivering the hits to the running back. I was the linebacker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I lost
you know,
a lot of money on that.
I was not only was I a linebacker, but I was an offensive line, too.
Jeez, man. I'd have lost
heavy
That's
money
crazy.
On you. Heavy money. So how did a kid with your athletic skill end up playing offensive line and linebacker? I mean, was there other kids better than you or what?
No, it's of course, you know, I lost my father at a very young age, so staying in football, it was just a way for me to channel my anger. So I really didn't want to run too much. I just wanted to hit. And a linebacker, you know, you're definitely delivering hits. And as an offensive lineman, you're hitting every down. So it was just a matter of finding a different way to channel my anger. I was very angry after my father's death at a young age.
I'm sorry to hear about his passing. And obviously, I mean, and for you to kind of stay diligent and do what you've done, kudos to you. Like I said, I mean, to be a child,
Thank
to lose
you.
A parent, it's awful. I guess when do you kind of start, you know, evolving into the running back that we see at the college level? When do you kind of start getting the, you know, the rock in your hand repeatedly?
High school. I started my senior year of high school. My first 3 years of high school, I was playing receiver. But I honestly didn't feel like it was a fit for me. So I go to my high school.
We'll get him back. I think we're just having a back connection out there, folks. But I can't wait to do
it. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I went to my coach, and I told him I think I can play running back and be real good at it. And he kind of was skeptical about it until one day in practice. I showed them, and then that season, I caught everybody by surprise. Nobody expected me to do as good. You know, my senior year, I finished with over 1,400 yards and 23 touchdowns and was named first team all-county. So I surprised a lot of people.
And then the rest is history. And then obviously now, what led you to Bowling Green? Obviously, you're a Florida native, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, I mean, I'm sure other schools were, looking at you. What made you decide to come, north?
Yeah, I had a lot of different schools. I had bigger schools. I had big offers. At a point in time, I had Wisconsin, Minnesota. I had local schools like FIU originally, FAU. But I didn't take the big schools because I kind of wanted to do my own thing and start my own culture. I wanted to build something instead of going somewhere where it was already built. So, Bowling Green recruited me the season before I got there. They were 1-11, and, they came to me about building this culture, and we both shared the same goals. I wanted to build something, and fortunately, when I did get there, I was able to help build that culture. You know, we went from 1-11 to the next year 5-7, and then my sophomore year, we went 9-4, ended up getting a bowl bid, and unfortunately I had to leave. But from there on, they've been to the MAC championship ever since. So I definitely credit myself with helping build that culture and also the guys that came in with me that year.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Anthon Samuel, the standout running back, played at Bowling Green, also finished his career at FIU. Very, very talented young man joining us here on the C2P. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, collegeofpro.com, other avenues to enjoy this podcast in its entirety if you missed it or you wish to download it. What makes you special? I mean, why are scouts going to love about you? If they're watching the game tape, what are they going to see at the running back position that makes you stand out?
I mean, what makes me special is things I bring on and off the field. I mean, completely you're getting a mature individual who's grown up before his time. And mature on the field, too. I watch a lot of film. I break down defenses. If you look at my film, you will see me point at defenses before I make the runs I make. I'm very mature. I work very hard. My coaches would attest to that. I bring great leadership. You know, each place I've been voted as a leader, both at FIU and Bowling Green. And to be voted as a leader at two different programs, I mean, I think that speaks volume. So that's the greatest thing. I'm not going to too much harp on the skill set because, a lot of people have the skill set. But what sets me apart is definitely the leadership, the discipline, and what I can bring maturity-wise.
Nice. And also a team captain in high school as well. So like I said, that
correct.
Leadership quality has followed you at a young age and has led you all the way through your collegiate career as well as you being able to be a guy that teammates and coaches can depend on. Does anything go unnoticed? And I know you didn't want to get maybe into the skill set specifics, but I think you mentioned, two things that guys can't see on film or your game film study, your leadership qualities. But, I mean, are there any criticisms or anything that you need to kind of maybe, I guess, express like, hey, I can do this. I just weren't afforded opportunities to do it, but don't worry, I have the skill set to.
I definitely think my handset and my just me as a running back, period. I think that some scouts may see that my production went down as I went from Bowling Green to FIU, but I want them to understand at Bowling Green I was the primary ball carrier opposed to FIU. I came and I had to split time, and I was okay with that. I was playing my role as a help the team, but I definitely don't want them to look at the numbers. I do want them to know that I'm still a great running back and can deliver great things. I don't want them to get confused with the numbers from Bowling Green and FIU as the production changes, and that was only because the role changed.
Excellent stuff, and that's why I always love to get that question out there. I just think it's a great platform. We call it the Players Platform Show, and we want you to be able to get as much information that we need to the guys that need to know, especially those scouts who know that, hey, don't look at the numbers, see the guy. And I think they know that. They see the film. They see what you can do, and that skill set is, like I said, fantastic. Do you get comparisons? Is there anyone out there, Anthon, that you pattern yourself after that's at the next level?
Le'Veon Bell, just the style of running, the hard running, and the ability to do zone reads. I mean, if you look at Le'Veon Bell, you'll see how patient he is with the zone read. And once he finds that crease he goes. And I feel like I'm the same. My coach has said it as well. I'm a very patient runner. I play the zone well, and once I see that crease, it's all the way acceleration. So definitely Le'Veon Bell, and I think he's an amazing player.
He is an amazing player, and, you know, you picked up on his tendencies. I mean, it's amazing how it's almost like he pauses the game. Everyone else sees it, but he pauses it and just, you know, it's almost like he could eat a ham sandwich before he makes his first cut, you know. And I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing skill he has. I mean, he does it repeatedly. Once again, Anton Samuel, FIU, joining us here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft as this young man makes his next step. I'm curious, I mean, how'd pro day go for you? And, you know, kind of, you know, if you know any results, kind of, you know, let us know how the day went.
I'm still waiting on my official results, but I felt like I did good. My agent was there. He told me that I moved well, as long as with my other teammates. They told me I looked pretty good out there. I'm just waiting on official time. I mean, I'm confident in the times I did, and I think it went pretty well for me. I did good on bench. I showed that I have strength. I was able to put it up 18 times. Yeah, so I definitely feel good. I haven't got the official results back yet, but I'm confident they'll be good.
Nice. And I'm curious, what's your height, weight? Because I just see so many changes. I mean, you know, if you're on the internet looking, I could see you. You know, you're 5'8", you're 6'2", you're 250, you're 2'1". I mean, what is your height, weight right now?
My height is 5'11" and a half, and currently I'm 208 pounds. But during the season, I tend to get to about 217. I was at 217 at the end of last season, but I dropped weight in training for pro day as this a more intense training.
Nice. I like knowing that. Like I said, so I definitely can carry the weight. No, that's good. And you know, 217. That 217 is. I mean, at the end of the day, it just to me that 217, 218 up to 225 just seems like the perfect size. 5'11", 5'10", 220. Is the you know, just my, to me, that's my own evaluation. But hey, a little bit. Do you daydream to next weekend, or I shouldn't say next weekend, a few weekends from now when the NFL draft goes underway? I mean, how do you plan on spending it?
Definitely don't daydream. I work. You know, it's nothing solidified, nothing guaranteed. I'm working my butt off until I get the opportunity. So definitely not daydreaming. I'm going to work every day from here on out and keep going. And even when I do get there, I'm going to continue to work. I don't plan on getting complacent. I fought through a lot of battles, and I can't get this far to get big-headed and let it go in front of me, because I feel that I've known some guys who was in this situation. And, you know, a person like me, I don't learn from people's success. I tend to learn from people's failures and see what they did wrong and try to better myself at that. So I've definitely had some friends who've talked to me as well about not getting too complacent and just keep going hard. So that's what I plan on doing.
Excellent. Man, did you just dominated that question. Jeez, that was man, did you have that planned out, huh? Did John Hernandez give you that give to me? Man, that was beautiful. Beautiful, Anton.
I wish I had a 5-minute answer for you.
Man, that was perfection, man. I am not going to daydream. I'm going to work. I loved it. And then, like I said, and you don't learn from their positive. You learn from the mistakes. Excellent stuff with Anton Samuel. Before we let you go, and it's been a great show, I really do appreciate you stopping by. Awesome. I appreciate that. We always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Sure.
All right. Now, if you had to earn a living – besides making your living in the NFL, you had to make some extra money on the side. Are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a boy band? Or are we more inclined to see Anton Samuel as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
a boy band.
All right. I like it.
And then the final question. This is a question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Sometimes I think it's the question guys spend the most thought process on. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh, man, you're trying to get my girlfriend to dump me, man. girlfriend, if you're listening to this, this is somebody else speaking right now. But I would say Oprah Winfrey, teach me how to make some money, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, teach me how to make some money.
Now, you know what's funny is you're our second Oprah Winfrey of the year, but you're the fourth overall, and you're the we had one guy say Oprah Winfrey because he wanted the David Chappelle route of Oprah Winfrey. He just kind of wanted to live off her money. So obviously you wanted to meet her for the intellectual side. The other three guys wanted her for the intellectual side to gain that knowledge and be the pioneer that she was to, you know, carve out the icon that she became. But the one guy who did say Oprah wanted it just strictly for the David Chappelle route, just to be kind of like the sugar daddy. But great answer, man. Hey, like I told you earlier, I was fortunate enough being in Ohio to see you playing the Mac. Fabulous career. And like I said, I cannot wait to find out where you land, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
No problem at all. Once again, Anthon Samuel. And I tell you what, I mean, he talked about the maturity and having to grow up and kind of deal with adversity. And, man, you just got to love this kid. I mean, he talked about his father's passing and him being able to grind through that. And, I mean, you know, it's not a funny thing, but, I mean, you got to love the fact that he enjoyed playing linebacker as a youth to get that frustration out for the passing of his father. I think that's just a unique mindset, a unique perspective, if you will. For, I mean, you think about a young kid having to go through that, and obviously he's come out way above beyond, I think, of probably what he even daydreamed as a young kid. I mean, productive, and he also, you know, enlightened us on, you know, his role at FIU. I mean, you are going to look at the numbers. You're not going to see the whopping stats at FIU that he had at Bowling Green, you know, but at the end of the day, the roles change. But again, scouts know, if you watch his film, they know what this kid brings to the table. He's NFL quality, without a doubt. If you want more of Anthon Samuel, you guys know the drill. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, then I can't wait to get his bio page up for you folks to delve deeper into this prospect. As always, we appreciate you listening to C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.